Doctor, that is because you do not understand your condition. Where do you think you should be?
SP.
Where my home is. Doctor, what state did you live in?
SP.
Of course, most of the time I was in New York, but at times I was in London and other places. Doctor, cannot you see anyone you know, or the one who brought you here?
SP.
Oh. Disturbed greatly by pain in limb. Doctor, were you in some accident? Were you traveling? What is the last thing you remember?
SP.
I was very sick, I had such pain. Doctor, probably that was your last illness. Did you become well suddenly?
SP.
No, it seems to me that I have been sleeping, and in some way or another, I am just waking up. Everything looks so queer. Doctor, you do not understand your condition. You do not need to have that pain. If you say, I will not have that pain, it will disappear. Will you do that?
SP.
Yes, but it seems very hard to say. You are a Christian Scientist, are you not? I looked into Christian Science, but I certainly could not say my pains were imagination. Doctor, you are in a different condition now. Do you ever see any of your friends around you?
SP.
Yes, I sometimes see many of my particular friends that have gone before, and then I think to myself that I have gone crazy. My friends are around me, and someone says, wake up. But I cannot see. I do not want to see them. Doctor, that is because you do not want to understand. Were you afraid of them when they were living?
SP.
No, I was not. Doctor, then why should you be afraid of them when they have lost their mortal bodies?
SP.
I am afraid and very nervous, and I do not want them to come near me. Why don't my lovely friends come? Doctor, to your earthly friends you are dead, but to your spirit friends you are not dead.
SP.
I was sick, but I cannot remember that I died. I went to sleep, but I cannot remember that I failed to wake up. Several of my friends just came and called me to go with them. Doctor, do you know why they told you to wake up? To your spirit friends you are only sleeping.
SP.
Why do they call me? Doctor, to help you and make you understand.
SP.
I do not know you. Doctor, I am Dr. Wickland. Who brought you here?
SP.
Anu H. An actress well known to the spirit during Earth life, told me to come. Doctor, she spoke to us once as you are doing now.
SP.
She came to me, but I knew she was dead and gone. Doctor, she is not dead. We do not see you, we only hear you talk. You do not see me, you only see my body. Mind is invisible, there is no death. See chap. 12. Pages 285, 289. Dot spirit, Anu H.
SP.
So many people have come to me and want me to wake up, and start in my work again. Doctor, if you do not mind telling us, we should like to know who you are.
SP.
Don't you know me? I was an actress. I was known as Lillian R. I am not dead. William Stead came to me, and also the late King Edward. I was his favorite actress. I cannot understand why I came here. They say I was brought here for you to awaken me. Doctor, we are interested in life's problems and in the question, what becomes of the dead?
SP.
I studied some, but only understood slightly the phenomena. I studied, but at the same time my life was so busy, so much taken up with others, and I was also trying to live the best I knew how. I am very tired and sleepy. Doctor, what was the nature of your sickness?
SP.
They told me so many different things until at last I do not know what it was. I had such dreadful pains down this way, from the knee down. I was unconscious for a time. I cannot remember things very clearly. In some way I seem to have lost my memory. I cannot recollect anything of the past. I feel different, as if I had nothing to look forward to in the future. I am not unhappy, but at the same time I am not happy. Doctor, we will explain matters to you. You do not need to worry.
SP.
My friends came and I would not have anything to do with them. They said, come along. But I said, no, no, no. I am not ready yet. I do not want to go. Dr. Yu had already gone, but did not understand it. Your friends came to help you, but you did not understand it. Do you know where you are now? This is my wife's body you are using. She is sleeping. You are not talking through your own body.
SP.
Noticing another invisible, formerly a friend, John J. A. is here. Doctor, this lady is a psychic. She is my wife and allows spirits to control her so that we can make them understand their condition. Mr. John J. A., Mr. Stead and Anno H. could not make you understand.
SP.
I was afraid of them. Doctor, this is a clearing house for just such conditions as yours. You are a spirit and are controlling a mortal body. We, see chap. 12, page 281. Spirit, John J. A. on the mortal side can talk to you because we are in our mortal bodies. You have lost your physical body, but have a spiritual body. When you passed away you only went to sleep, and you are just now waking up. You awaken and find yourself in this twilight.
SP.
Someone seemed to give me an electric shock and I seemed to come to life, but still I am dazed. There is a room full of faces, people whom I have known in life, but who have passed on. They have been around me trying to talk to me, but I would not listen. Doctor, that was your mistake.
SP.
Does the spirit still live? Doctor, certainly it does. We are mortals, but these others whom you see are spirits.
SP.
They are just as real as you are. Doctor, they are more real than we are, because they are free, and we are in a dream state.
SP.
I feel that my being well is just a dream and that I will wake up in pain. Doctor, when you leave here you will go with the others.
SP.
Do you mean I can go with them? Doctor, as soon as you cease to resist them.
SP.
Here comes one, then another, and they say they want me. Doctor, don't you remember that Longfellow said, life is real, life is earnest, and the grave is not its goal, dust thou art, to dust returnest, was not spoken of the soul.
SP.
What beautiful things I see, are they not beautiful? This is not a dream. Doctor, they are showing you some of the things on the spirit side of life.
SP.
Just look at those beautiful homes on that hillside. Look at those lovely walks, beautiful lakes and hills, lovely flowers that bloom everywhere. Isn't it beautiful? Can I go there? Doctor, there is nothing to hinder you except your own unwillingness and resistance.
SP.
I was an actress in life, still in my heart I believed in a god. You know the church always looks down on actresses. I always liked to give the world the best there was in me. I wanted to show what we can do to help amuse people. Doctor, you can do the same thing now in your new life.
SP.
In a way, many would say that I was not a Christian. In my own way I believed in being good and doing good for others, that was my belief. At times I went to church, but at times I did not feel at home in that atmosphere. I always tried to do my best. Doctor, the reason you did not feel at home in church was because the spirit of truth was not there.
SP.
Look at the lights. Are they not beautiful? They are singing and vibrating into different shades and tunes. The colorings are wonderful. I will try to do there what I could not do here. I should, many times, have liked to give the world more than good and happy thoughts. I knew at times that life must have a greater purpose than is generally realized. I was true to myself, in my own heart. Such beautiful things I can see. Is that heaven? Doctor, yes, but not the Christian heaven. Not the heaven of salvation, but the spirit world surrounding the earth world. Jesus taught the existence of spirits and a spirit world, and Paul says, there is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. First that which is natural and afterward that which is spiritual.
SP.
Anu H. says she is different now from what she was when I knew her. She says I do not know her now. She is serving and helping the unfortunate ones. She says she wanted to do what she could to wake me up. May I ask what you are doing here, Doctor, this is an institution for research and the obtaining of knowledge concerning what becomes of the dead. This is also a spiritual clearing house. This lady you are controlling is my wife. She is a psychic intermediary and you are allowed to use her body and brain to convince you of your present condition. You are using a body, not your own. Raising Mrs. Wickland's hand, this is not your hand.
SP.
No, it is not. It is queer. Doctor, the queer part is the human ignorance on these points.
SP.
The church does not teach these things. Doctor, the church limits itself to faith alone, and does not desire to add the required knowledge regarding the natural continuation of the spirit after death. The Bible says that to our faith we must add knowledge, and Jesus taught, "Know the truth and the truth shall make you free." If you had understood these truths, you would have accepted the spirit friends who came to you when you awakened.
SP.
It is also beautiful that I should like to go with them. They say that when I am stronger I shall finish my work over there. How will they take care of me? I am very weak. Doctor, you will not be so weak when you leave this body. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You will be received with love and taken to a beautiful home. You will be so overjoyed with your new condition that you will not have time to be weak.
SP.
Will I not go into a sleep again? Doctor, when you were sick and in great pain you were probably given opiates and they may have had a stupefying effect.
SP.
Thank you. Now they are calling me and I feel that I want to go. I feel such gratitude to you for helping me, and for being the means of my understanding, and also for helping me to reach my friends so that I may know how to go to them, instead of shutting the door against them and leaving myself in the dark. I thank you all that I had the opportunity of being awakened to such a beautiful condition as I now see. I was only in the darkness of my own consciousness. They call me, and keep on calling me, and they all say they are glad to invite me to their home in the spirit world. There is one thing they want me to say, but I do not know whether I am strong enough. One gentleman says, "I was King Edward in life, but I am an ordinary person now. I wanted to wake you up, because I have been awakened from the life I led. My mother was a queen, but she is a queen no longer. She has to serve others more than she did when she was on earth. My mother knew of spirit phenomena and she also knew of spirit return, but she did not know what her duty was, and she was waited on all her life. She was never allowed to do anything or have any real responsibility. She serves here and there. Now I have to serve and help until I understand the real life." This gentleman says that is the message he wished to send. He came to say this because you probably thought he was still a king. He is here only as a man. He wants to help you as the others are doing. He is not of noble or royal blood anymore. All my friends have come to shake hands and they all seem to be one family. I want to say good night, but how will I go? Doctor, thought is the solver of nature's problems. Think of your friends over there and you will be with them. You will have to fix your mind from here to there.
Think.
I am actually there.
SP.
I certainly want to thank you for the opportunity of coming here and for awakening me so that I can be with my friends over there. The organism of every human being generates a nervous force and magnetism which surrounds him with an atmosphere of vital emanations and psychic light known as the magnetic aura. This aura is visible as a light to earthbound spirits in their condition of darkness, and they may become attracted to persons peculiarly susceptible to their encroachment. Such spirits are often unable to leave this psychic atmosphere and in the resulting state of confusion, confusional psychosis, although struggling for freedom, they find themselves living the life of the psychic with him, resenting his presence and bewildered by a sense of dual personality. After a number of spirits had been taken from a patient who was very unmanageable at first, we had the following experience, which clearly shows the suffering that spirits may endure enmeshed in the aura of a mortal. Experience, January 23, 1918. Spirit, Emily Julius Steve. Patient, Mrs. L. W. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland, Doctor, tell us who you are. We are interested in all spirits who are in darkness. Tell us how long you have been dead. Spirit, I guess something happened to me. Doctor, do you realize that you have passed out of your own body?
SP.
I don't want my hands held. I am a lady of means, an expression often used by the patient, and want to be shown the courtesies and respect due a lady. Doctor, did they call you Mrs. or Miss?
SP.
I am a lady of means, and I am not used to this kind of questioning. I just feel like giving you a piece of my mind. Doctor, what seems to be your trouble?
SP.
You, it seems, have such a way of giving me all kinds of strange things in my back, static treatment of patient, and cannot see why you should do so. You have also kept me in prison. It must have been you that put me in prison. Who are you, anyway? Doctor, I am a friend, and I want to talk to you.
SP. In the first place, I don't know you, and in the second place I have nothing to talk to you about.
Who are you? Tell me your name.
Doctor, I am Dr. Wickland. SP.
I really didn't mean to ask your name, for I'm not at all interested to know it. Doctor, wouldn't you like to go to the spirit side of life?
SP.
I do not like to hear about such things. I am no spirit. Doctor, look at your hands. Do they belong to you?
SP.
You are the means of my having been kept in prison so long, and now you are trying to show me things that are not true, and so I will not listen to you. Doctor, how did you happen to come here?
SP.
I do not know myself. It is very curious. I seemed to be in prison and before I knew anything, I was here. I do not see how I came. There were a whole lot of us, and somehow I have been left alone. I have been in prison but I do not know what I have done. Doctor, where were you, when you had those others with you? Where were you staying? Referring to obsessing spirits in patient's aura.
SP.
I was staying where I belonged. There were a lot of us, all bunched together, men and women. We had a home, but we could not get out of it. Sometimes we were in warm quarters. For a time I have been by myself and I have been in a dark place. Before I was in prison we could talk one at a time, control the patient, but now am I all alone. You have no right to put all those burning things on me. Doctor, that kind of electrical treatment is very good for earthbound spirits, ignorant ones.
SP.
Ignorant. How dare you talk like that to me? How dare you? Doctor, don't you know that you have passed out of your mortal body? You have lost your physical body.
SP.
How do you know I have? Doctor, because the body you are talking through is not your own. It is my wife's body.
SP.
I never saw you before you put those sharp things in me. Doctor, you were not using this body at that time.
SP.
What does it all mean? Doctor, it means that you have been using another person's body.
SP.
Well, that explains many things, in a way. Sometimes I felt that I did not belong where I was, then once in a while I felt I was myself again. There was one big old man, a big fool, but we had to do just as he said. Another spirit obsessing patient, previously removed. I did not feel like doing as he said, because I had all the money I wanted, so why should I bother with such a rascal? I felt I had to do what he said, and yet I could not see why I should. I was not in my own home, and yet I had to be there, and I never could understand why I could not get away. He kept several of us with him. Doctor, did the electricity help you to get away?
SP.
Yes, it did, but it hurt like fury. It seems as if it tore the life out of me. Doctor, the electricity liberated you, just the same.
SP.
We could not get away from that man. We had to do as he said. He ran and ran all the time, the patient often ran away, and we had to do the same. There was a little girl, and she cried all the time. Obsessing spirit. Previously dislodged from same patient, at times I was free, and at times I was in such misery. Sometimes I felt I could float from one place to another. Doctor, at such times you were a free spirit.
SP.
Don't say that word. How I do hate it. I do not have any use for anything of that kind.
Doctor, you do not recognize the fact that when you pass out of the mortal body, you do not die, but that you live, you then become a spirit. S.P. You know I am not dead. Cannot you understand that I am talking to you, and that I can move my hands and arms? Doctor, my friend, while you are talking, we cannot see you. We can only see my wife. You are talking through my wife's body. This is Mrs. Wickland sitting here. What is your name, S.P.?
I am Mrs. Emily Julius Steve. I was married, but my husband died some years ago.
Doctor, do you know that you are in California?
S.P.
I have never been there. I went first to Chicago, and from there to St. Louis. The patient had also lived in St. Louis and had the first developed her aberration.
Doctor, where did you live in St. Louis?
See chap.
5, page 96, spirit, John Sullivan, patient, Mrs. L.
W.
See chap.
4, page 65, spirit, Minnie Day, patient, Mrs. L.
W.
S.P. I was traveling, I did not live there. I did once live on LaSalle Avenue, Chicago, but I was there for a little while only. It was near LaSalle and Division. From there I went to St. Louis, and from the well, I really don't know where I went. I do know that my head was bothering me a great deal.
Patient complained similarly.
Doctor, do you remember being sick?
S.P.
I cannot recall much of anything. Suddenly greatly excited, no.
No.
I think there is something the matter with me. Do you think I am going crazy?
Look.
Look. There is my husband.
No, no.
He is a ghost. Just look at him. Doctor, we are talking to a ghost when we talk to you, and we are not afraid.
S.P.
There is my child, too.
There is my little baby.
I am losing my mind.
My Lily, my little Lily.
Oh, my Lily.
Hugo, my husband.
I know I am losing my mind.
Why, there's my mother.
I know my mind is giving way.
I am afraid they are all coming toward me.
Hugo, my husband, is it really you?
My little Lily, how I do love you.
I am so afraid.
Doctor, understand that you have lost your physical body and are now spirit. Try to realize this.
S.P. Please explain why Hugo, my mother and Lily are around me.
Are they not happy in heaven?
Why don't they stay there?
Doctor, do you know anything about heaven?
S.P.
Heaven is above, where Christ and God are.
Doctor, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you.
The Bible says, ye are the temple of God and the Spirit of God dwelleth in you.
Again, God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God.
God is above. God is below. God is everywhere.
S.P.
Don't you believe in a personal God?
Doctor, God is spirit.
God could not be only in one place.
S.P.
I am getting so tired that it is hard for me to understand what you say.
If there were only a place where I could rest, I would gladly go.
I cannot describe to you what misery I have been in.
I have no home anywhere that I can go to, no place to rest my weary head.
I went from one place to another, and I could not find home or peace.
I have prayed that I might find rest for just a little while, but somebody always comes and disturbs me.
There were so many around, each crowding the other, and I probably was mean myself, but I could not help it.
I felt as if a wild beast had gotten hold of me, and I fought everybody like a tiger, and when I was through I was weak for days and days.
I suffered terribly. That horrible man was always after us. And that poor little child was crying all the time. She was so crowded.
I wish I had a little home of my own where I could go, and not have that man around me again.
He was terrible, you have no idea.
He was such a rascal, but he went away and we have not seen him for quite a while.
The little girl who cried so much has also gone. She always had trouble with her head.
I did not mean to be a bad woman, but that man tormented us all so much that we did not know what to do.
Doctor, wouldn't you like to go with your husband and mother and little girl, and have them all take care of you, so that you can rest? Try to realize that you have lost your physical body.
SP.
When did I lose my body?
Doctor, we cannot tell you that.
SP. Sometimes I have felt I was a big woman, and I could fight everybody, and then I would seem smaller, and it was very confusing.
Doctor, that may have been caused by your influencing different people. You can be free from that condition.
SP. Then will I have a rest? Will I wake up and find that I have only had a dream, and then have that horrible man and that crying child around me? I do not want to ever see that man again. He used to fight those women as if he were a demon, and he was so angry, and he treated the little girl very badly. She was afraid of him.
Doctor, now try to forget what has happened, and live for the future.
Go with your husband and he will explain the beauties of the spirit world to you.
SP.
My husband, Hugo, I love him so dearly, and after he died life was not worth living to me. My dear child went to him just a month afterward. She was a child 3 years of age.
Hugo, my husband, was my life.
I did not care what became of me after he left. When my husband lived, we traveled a great deal. We went everywhere. We went to Alaska and there he took cold and had pneumonia, and my little child got very sick. It is hard to live all that over again.
Doctor, why go all over that again, when your people are here to take you away with them?
SP. I want to go with them but I am afraid, because they are dead. Hugo says he has been looking for me for years and years, but he could not find me, and I cannot tell him where I have been. When Hugo and Lily died, I took very sick, and there, doctors said I was a nervous wreck. I grew very much worse, and I remember them taking me to a place called Elgin, probably an asylum. I have just a faint recollection of that. When I grew better, evidently died, I went to St. Louis, because I had a sister there. Since I began to talk I feel different, and now am I want to go with all my people. Just look at the beautiful bed. Now I can rest, and with Hugo I shall not have worries anymore. God bless you all and help you. Hugo says to tell you he is so pleased he found me at last and to say we shall be reunited and never part again. God bless you, each and all. Chapter 5, Tormenting Spirits. Marriage disturbances. Obsessing spirits may purposely torment helpless sensitives, sometimes for revenge, but more often with the desire to punish the latter who, they declare, are interfering with them. These tormenting spirits frequently cause their victims to commit deeds of violence upon themselves and do not seem to suffer from pain which they inflict upon the physical body of the sensitive. Yet, contradictory as it may seem, many labor under the delusion that the body of the mortal is their own. After the death of her husband, Mrs. L. W. developed a melancholia which was followed by hallucinations of hearing, and, constantly tormented by hearing the voices of spirits, she often dashed madly out of the house, screaming and pulling out her hair. At such times her daughter, who was clairvoyant, saw spirits about her mother, particularly the spirit of a jeering man, and the patient herself often saw this man saying, "There comes that terrible man again." The patient was brought from St. Louis to Los Angeles in the belief that a change of scene and climate would be beneficial, but the violent attacks increased. In these seizures she bit her hands and arms, beat her face with a slipper and tore off her clothes. She finally became uncontrollable and was taken to the psychopathic ward, declared insane and committed to a sanitarium, where she remained for a year without any improvement. After escaping three times she was placed in our care, and within a few months the tormenting spirits were taken away. The lady became entirely normal, has since remained well, and is assisting her daughter with her household occupations. A few days after her arrival at our institute the spirit of the jeering man, so often seen by the patient's daughter, was removed and allowed to control Mrs. Wickland. See Chap. 4, page 65. Spirit, Mini Day, Patient, Mrs. L.W. Chap. 4, page 89. Spirit, Emily Steve, Patient, Mrs. L.W. Experience, January 13, 1918. Spirit,
John Sullivan. Patient, Mrs. L. W. Psychic, Mrs. Wickland. The spirit struggled furiously for a time and restraint was required.